We now join those services already in progress.
With liberty and justice for all. The invocation by the Reverend James Hickman of the Church of Nazarene.
Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for what you have done for each one of us. I want to thank you, Father, for those that have answered the call to give their lives for each one of us. I ask, Father, that you would continue to give comfort to the family, give comfort to the loved ones. And Father, I pray that you would just help each one of us that are still alive to receive the comfort and the strength that we need to go on throughout the days. I want to pray for those that are in harm's way today in Iraq and Afghanistan. I pray that you give them strength, give them guidance, give them leadership. I pray, Father, that you will just help each and every one to come back safely. But if one gives up his life for his comrades, I pray for guidance and for comfort for each family member. I pray that you would just undertake for each one of us. I pray that you would help each one of us to be able to enjoy the freedoms that we do have today. But Father, we also realize that freedom comes with a price. And Father, your Son gave us that price of salvation through Him. Father, continue to guide and to direct us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Now the band will play the Armed Forces Salute. Thanks to the Atlantic Band under the direction of Jared O'Donnell. They put a lot of work into this. Our speaker this morning is Duana Swope, affectionately referred to as DJ. I love that girl. She is a family assistant specialist for the Iowa National Guard, Warriors and Family Services Branch. She has been a FAS for 11 years and a military spouse for 27 years. She has 5 degrees and is currently working on her master's in social work. She has a passion for working for warriors and families and veterans of all services. As a FAS, she works with ID cards, DEERS, TRICARE, financial referral and assistance, legal referral and assistance, crisis assistance, and emergency counseling and assistance. FAS has also worked with the survivors of our fallen warriors and veterans by offering immediate emotional support and connectivity to the Survivor Outreach Service Program, who specializes in benefits. FASs assist the survivors by making sure that they care for themselves and that if there are difficult family dynamics, assistance will be there in that time of crisis. Please welcome DJ Swope.
Good morning. I have a hard time with microphones. Usually I'm loud enough and everybody can hear me. As we know, historically, Memorial Day has been brought about to memorize and remember those who have gone before us, those who have served their country proudly. Well, Memorial Day means many things to many people. For some, it's an extra day off of work. For others, it's a day to remember, to visit gravesites, to teach our young ones the stories of those who have gone before. When I was asked to talk to you today about what Memorial Day meant to me, being a family assistant specialist, or FAS as they call us, for going on 11 years, it's changed drastically for me. Being a military spouse and living through having a spouse deployed on numerous occasions, facing danger, and then assisting those families through that time, it has definitely taken on a different meaning. So today I want to share with you that it's not who I am, but what I do. In working with the families and serving those and the warriors before they go, and through all the different parts of the deployment cycle, those that have gone before, the veterans, we help them as well. There are 9 of FASs throughout the state of Iowa. We are located in different locations, and our mission statement says we serve all military branches. And for that, we are grateful. There are also 3 SOSs, or Survivor Outreach, and they specialize in benefits of the fallen. So any time that we lose a soldier or a service member, they are there afterwards to assist to make sure that they are getting all the benefits and entitlements that they are supposed to receive, including their children and the legacies that they have left behind. I actually started this job in about fall of 2002 while my husband was currently serving, and it was my dream job to be able to assist families as going through some trials myself and not knowing what to do and understanding there was a need to educate warriors and families during their time of getting ready to deploy, while they were deployed, if they were wounded. We work with the Red Cross closely. We're on call 24/7, and it's an important job that we are able to provide those services for families wherever they're at. We have some service members that serve in the state of Iowa, even in other states. So for us to have that connectivity and to be able to provide those services to me is critical. But then in approximately 2004, there was a service member who stated that if his wife were to ever be told that he would not be coming home, that he did not want her to be alone. And so the chief of staff decided that we would then incorporate family assistant specialist in helping families. That was the beginning of our service to all fallen military families. And it took on a different role because we now serve not only the warrior that was fallen, but their families as well. We're there when they can't take care of themselves. We're there to catch them when they fall, when they can't stand up because they're grieving. We're there when they get to see their service member for the first time after they've come home. We're there with them when they greet them when they come off the plane. We walk them through that process, and each family assistant specialist is detached to that family for as long as we serve in the position of family assistant specialist. We become a family member to them. It is one of the hardest but most honorable things that I could have ever done. One of the things that I've learned through that, though, that it often angers us and survivors when people take pictures and names of their soldiers and blow them up and use them for their own selfish purposes. People often forget how that is such a sensitive and important time for that family member to be shocked to see their service member's picture or name used when they had no idea about it. It is at those times we offer extra comfort. And many times there are people that will barge in at that initial moment and only to leave them a week later. We often make promises to our comrades that we will never let their family want for anything. And yet, after everything is said and done, I see many of those survivors struggle to have that connectivity. So what does Memorial Day mean to me? It means caring for that living legacy of our fallen warriors as well as honoring their memory. I have watched children graduate that their service member didn't get to. I have held babies that will never know their fathers. I have watched young ladies walk down the aisle to their husbands, but not because their dad walked them down the aisle, because he had already given the ultimate sacrifice. Memorial Day means that we need to remember those legacies, and we need to honor those soldiers, and we need to be thankful for the day that we have today. Thank you.
You know why I think so highly of it. We will now have the placement of the wreaths. Wreath for the unknown will be by Steve Livengood, U.S. Army retired. Spanish American will be by John Christensen from the U.S. Air Force. John's great-grandfather served in the Spanish American War. World War I by David House, U.S. Navy retired. Two, Dave Hancock, U.S. Air Force, retired. Korea, Bob Kelly, U.S. Army. Vietnam, Larry Stoke, U.S. Air Force. Desert Storm. Bob Anderson, U.S. Navy. The GAR by Alan Kirshner, Commander of Camp 23, Sons of Union Veterans of the Civil War. American Legion, Glenn McGill, U.S. Marines. Veterans of Foreign Wars, Mike Swope, Iowa National Guard, retired. Vets, Mike Dunn, U.S. Army. DAV by Clive Taylor, U.S. Air Force. National Guard by Kathy Gray. She's chaplain and vice president of the Daughters of the American Revolution. Current conflict, the Jerry Grandquist, U.S. Army, U.S. Marines. And we'll now play the Star Spangled Banner. Says, I went to a funeral yesterday. I go to a lot of funerals. I don't particularly like funerals, but I go to a lot of funerals. It is just something I have to do. Sometimes I tell people I have to go to a funeral, and they offer their condolences. They often look at me in an odd sort of way when I tell them I did not know the deceased. Sometimes I did know them. Sometimes I did not, but I still go to the funeral. Going to funerals is the most important thing I do. You may think this sounds odd, but I'm here to tell you there are other folks that think just like I do. In fact, most likely, if you see me at a funeral, you will see those other folks there. We all go to a lot of funerals. We all think it is the most important thing we do. You see, we all have something to do at these funerals. Some of us speak, some of us fold, some of us hold a rifle and shoot. Some of us play music. Sometimes we know them, sometimes we don't, but we go anyway. We have gone to funerals in the rain. We have gone to funerals in the extreme, and I mean extreme, cold. We have gone to funerals far away, and we have gone to funerals not so far away. Occasionally, we go to funerals on a beautiful day. The weather was nice, but it did not make the day any better. It was still a funeral. We have gone to funerals where there are more of us than there are the friends and family. We have gone to funerals, like yesterday, where the numbers of friends and family were huge. We are the color guard. We go to funerals and provide military honors for veterans. It is the most important thing we do. Yes, I have gone to the funerals of the folks that used to speak and fold and hold a rifle and shoot and play music, members of the color guard. If you are a veteran and would like to join us, please call me. We can always use the help. There are less of us now than before, but you need to understand this will be the most important thing you do. And we go to a lot of funerals. It was written by Steve Levin, okay?
This banner of love and devotion, now being folded, is a visual memorial of the service by our dear departed, the ones you came here to honor today. The blue field represents the sky that overlooks our land and denotes the watchfulness of God, the eternal. The red stripes tell us of the blood, sweat, and tears that have been offered and conquered by our loved ones' devotion to the responsibility to maintain the freedom of our country. The white stripes boldly proclaim the peace that it helped bring to our future generations. This is their flag. This is our spiritual heritage and a symbol of our deepest gratitude.
We'll now have a benediction. The Reverend James Hickman, Church of the Nazarene. Uncover.
Shall we stand as we pray? Father, once again we have come to remember those that have paid the ultimate price. We have come to remember those that have given their lives for our freedoms. And Father, I pray that as we leave here, that we will not forget what each one has done. Guide us, direct us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Since last Memorial Day, the Honor Guard has rendered honors for the following people: Roland Ackerman, Darwin Turk, Burdette Shorty Parrott, Robert Bob Pauls, Dwayne Nielsen, Richard Richter, Harvey Sandhorst, James Donahue, Vernon Woolenhouse, Norman Hendrickson, Ronald Nielsen, Paul Clifford, Delbert Johnson, Leslie Vorn, and Stephen Kahn. For just one moment, would you please stand? You're already facing the east. We'll just have a moment of silence for those who have gone before us. That concludes our services for today. Thanks to everyone who came. This is the first day that I can remember in a long time I haven't asked for volunteers to come back at 5 and put the flags down. Thank you very much.